When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to today's episode of the Visions of Love podcast. We present part two of our interview with Lori McClellan with La Mesa Ministries. We hope you will enjoy the second part of this inspirational interview. And if you would like to help La Mesa Ministries provide food, clothing, hygiene products, or newly built small houses to homeless people, please write to Lori at the email provided in the description of this episode. Enjoy and God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Lori McClellan.
Can you tell us of any specific prayer requests that you have for La Mesa?
Well, that the funding would come in for Eden Village. We're seeing God's hand all over it. Eden Village is called hashtag God's Project. There are 10 cities throughout the United States that are either in the process of building an Eden Village, or they have Eden Villages that are open. They're all hashtag God's Project. And so funding for that project is foremost on the minds of leadership at La Mesa Ministries. But we never, ever, ever think that this project and all we do, that God's not in it with us. So prayers that the ministry would continue, prayers for safety for the community that doesn't have a home because times are a-changing, rules are changing, governments are changing, city rules are changing, and they really don't know from city to city what the rules are. So I just pray every day that our community is safe. When it's raining, I pray they have shelter. When it's cold, I pray they have a jacket, and that we're just hoping that Maricopa County becomes an area where nobody sleeps outside, and it really is not going to take the government to fix the problems. It is absolutely going to take people working together to solve the problems.
What I wanted to do now is talk about ways that this has affected you personally. We talked about, you know, we asked how this has gotten you out of your comfort zone.
I'm a whole new person. I have been transformed from the inside out. You know, the Bible calls us to be more like Jesus, but to do that, we have to walk that out. And
yes,
and the people's prayers are answered by people. So being willing to be used by God in a place where most people don't ever want to go is thrilling, exciting, rewarding. But my faith has been deepened beyond belief by seeing God's hand at work in this ministry.
Do you ever have need of entertainment as far as music in your services or music for worship in your services?
So both communities have praise and worship leaders. We have singers and guitar players, and during our service at La Mesa on Tuesday and Thursday, we definitely have music. Do we need more musicians? Absolutely. Our volunteers have been faithfully serving for a very long time every Tuesday and Thursday night. So would they like a little relief? Absolutely. But musicians are good.
So I just was curious, you know, to know any needs that you had.
So La Mesa Ministries is really pretty organic. There's absolutely opportunities before the meal. So the campus opens at 4:30. The meal is at 6. The worship service is at 6:30. And by about 7 o'clock, we're outside doing communion. But there are people that come and do things between 4:30 and 6. We had some kids brought some trick-or-treat bags for the community last Tuesday. And I think they did that yesterday as well. When volunteers, we've had face painters come to do activities between 4:30 and 6. So anybody that wanted to do something special, just send an email to laurie@lamesaministries.org and let's work it out. I'm not going to stop God from doing whatever God wants to do at La Mesa Ministries.
And I wanted to go back to your mobile food trucks. How do they accent the services that you have as far? Do they just go out during the day to help people? Or?
And the food truck goes out, it leaves about 1 o'clock, and then is usually back by about 4 o'clock. We had a food truck that was donated by Mobile Loaves and Fishes out of Austin, Texas. And on one side is fresh food the back is hygiene, and then the driver's side opens up to clothing. So they just go find the people that are under the bridges or on the vacant land or hide behind a building and pull up with the food truck. They give the resource center information out. We do have 43,000 TikTok followers. We have 39,000 YouTube followers for our food truck. So if any of your listeners would like to check us out, click on La Mesa Ministries on either TikTok or YouTube. It's also on Facebook and Instagram. And you can see what our Mobile Loaves and Fishes truck does.
Okay. I talked to you about clients giving back when they got back on their feet. I'd like to explore that a little bit more because the Bible talks about the way God had things set up in the Old Testament, as you know, as far as gleaning, and so the poor people had to do something. And I guess I just feel pretty strongly that people should have to contribute to what they've been helped by.
It happens every week at La Mesa. Our setup crew is either currently homeless or received housing by working with the resource center. So they set up our Tuesdays and our Thursdays. And, you know, it's a transition from homeless to housed. It's not like you and I just being handed a key. There's a lot that has to change in their mindset. Some hunker down and just stay inside because they've been outside so long. But over time, the relationship, and they do give back. They give back tenfold by just sharing their story with those that are in the shoes that they used to walk in. So the Bible does say that, and everyone is thankful, and they do give back in their own way.
That's great. I was wondering, I've talked to some homeless people that really seem to enjoy that lifestyle because, you know, they want their quote-unquote freedom and so forth. And I was wondering, have you ever had any dealings with, you know, a person like that, and then also have they ever turned around?
We call them urban campers, and we love our urban campers. So Tuesday night and Thursday night, we absolutely have urban campers. They have their family relationships. They have money in the bank. They're not living off of government or food stamps. They're just urban campers. Love the urban campers. Never prepared to change an urban camper. They're not hurting anyone. They're not using the system. They like their freedom and they don't like rules. The biggest majority are those that their spirit is broken and they just need some encouragement and a hand up. And then, of course, there's the other segment, the chronically homeless with a mental or physical disability that we're building tiny houses for because they're never going to go get a job that's going to make enough money to get them into a home of their own.
Well, how are you going to work on the list for those houses?
So I anticipate we'll have 100 or more applications. There's an interview process. There's a long application. And then a committee of 3 will decide who qualifies. They definitely need to be chronically homeless. And that's defined as homeless for over a year. They need to have a disability, and they have to have an income of at least $400 a month because their rent's going to be $400 a month. If someone doesn't have Social Security or disability or the ability to work a part-time job, you know, they're not going to be able to live at Eden Village. But it is for those like the 75-year-old mother who only gets Social Security and it's $700 a month, she's never going to be able to rent. She might always be on the streets or living in her car. Eden Village is going to be just for her as well. So it'll be a process. And once they live there, it's a permanent home. It is not a transitional home. As long as they're a good neighbor, they can stay forever.
Wow, that's great. So is that list opened up now or?
No, we don't anticipate move-in until this time next year, so we haven't created that list yet because the community is very transient. None of them would have the same phone number in a year.
Right, right. Okay, I was just wondering because sometimes, you know, you'll hear like a HUD list or something, you'll hear we're doing this by a lottery system, or, you know, we pick this number of people or whatever. And so I appreciate you telling me the details about that.
Eden Village is a proven model throughout the country. The applications used in all the cities, the process is the same in all the cities to make sure that we are picking the right people to build a community. And then hopefully this will be the first of many tiny house communities in Arizona, because homelessness can be solved one person at a time.
Lastly, I was just wondering, do you have anything specific on your heart that you would like to share with people, maybe to motivate them to get involved or give or whatever?
Well, it's always on my heart to give. The most important thing is the reoccurring donations. If I found 100 people that gave $25 a month consistently, then we wouldn't worry that we wouldn't have fresh food in our food truck to go out on Mondays and Fridays. Because we are donative, we have to look every day to see what donations have come in through LaMesaMinistries.org to keep the operation flowing. La Mesa Ministries, with all it's doing, only has 2 employees.
Wow.
Everything else is volunteers.
If they want to donate to you, how much would... how much of that goes to our Mesa Ministries?
95%.
Not a lot of organizations can say something like that. That's great.
That's why we know it's God's project.
Yes. Well, Lori, we really wanted to thank you for coming on, and I just wanted to share a few things with you, and then I'll wrap it up. Our website is NVM.com, New Vision Ministries, NVM. If you want to be inspired, maybe get a devotional that'll pick you up. There's Bible trivia on there. There's a lot of different things. We just encourage you to come by and look at that. And we'd also like it if you would be interested in my new book, The God That Enables. It's basically overcoming limitations and so forth, because Stephanie and I are both blind, but like Lori's talking about La Mesa, we're not our own. We're bought with a price. You know, we glorify God in our bodies, and whatever, you know, whatever He gives us, we'll deal with it. It's no big thing. But I just wanted to say thank you to Lori for being on. We really appreciate it. And God bless you, and I hope our listeners out there will contribute to La Mesa or get involved in some way. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.